Listen to some calls on the radio station yesterday, Dorn, about Pat Freiermuth, and you and I are in the same camp. Pay the guy. Pay the guy. A lot of people saying, don't pay the guy. He's average. He's no good. A lot of people on social media, don't pay the guy. He's average. He's no good. I disagree with that. I think he is good. I think he also is more durable than people give him credit for. Last season he was hurt. The 2 years prior to that, he wasn't. He played 16 games in each of the prior 2 years. Really, even if you take him out of the equation, like take his name off it, at some point you got to pay an offensive guy.
Yeah, that too.
Like, don't you? Like,
right.
You got to pay somebody that, I don't know that you would call him like the cornerstone of your offense, but you need to pay someone so that you have a veteran in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Najee Harris probably not going to be here next year. Jaylen Warren probably will, but it's not 100%. He's an RFA at the end of the season. You're not going to have James Daniels next year. It sounds like Mason McCormick's going to take his job. Sayamalu, yeah, this will be his second year, so Pat Freiermuth actually predates him. Don't you kind of have to start paying offensive players in the year of our Lord 2024?
Well, you also don't want to create another hole, as you already been creating holes on your offense. And if you don't pay Pat Freiermuth and you let him walk or you let him test free agency and he goes somewhere else, like, then you're back to the drawing board at tight end.
Man.
Like, or you want to roll with Darnell Washington, which he's a glorified tackle. You want Michael Pruitt, you want to sign him back to a one-year deal, who's another blocking tight end. Oh, Connor Hayward's not a tight end. Like, what are you going to do there? You need an actual staple in your offense that you can somewhat rely on. Now, I know people are up and down about Pat Freiermuth, but, you know, he's top 10 tight ends in the league, and whenever he, you know, is on – With a quarterback, and everything goes hand in hand. I get it. And now in this new offense, I think he's going to have a big year. But like, you want to have to draft a tight end whenever you need probably D line help, and you probably need a corner, and you probably need a receiver. You probably need other positions. Now you have to worry about tight end.
We're doing the Spider-Man meme thing, yeah. Because while you were saying all that, like, you want to create another hole. That's exactly what I wrote down. D line, maybe quarterback, cornerback, wide receiver. You could draft a safety. I mean, you haven't had a homegrown guy really to play next to him. Obviously, I'm talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick. Those are all needs. Big needs if you're talking D-line cornerback. You want to add tight end to that list? No!
No.
Especially when this would not be a contract that is going to hamstring you in any way. You don't have a number two wide receiver. Maybe you pay him $10 million a year. Maybe you pay him $12 million a year. You were going to pay Deontay $18 million a year. He is your Deontay this year. You're going to do it different, but in terms of the production, you're hoping he can be like that because you don't have anybody else. And maybe Roman Wilson makes it so that wide receiver's not a big need. Okay. But that's far from a sure thing. You are also going to have to pay George Pickens. And bless Pickens and his talent, and Tomlin says he's matured, and I believe that. I don't think just because he had some issues at Georgia and was a little temperamental last year doesn't mean he can't grow out of it.
Right.
Guys in their early 20s might fly off the handle. Speaking from experience, you might say stupid stuff. You might do stupid things. I leave open the possibility that he's going to grow up, as humans do. I'm a totally different guy-ish than I was back then. But I don't know if he's the veteran that I want to be the only one I build around. So I can't really think of a good reason why you wouldn't pay Freiermuth. And the Steelers don't deserve benefit of the doubt. That was one of the arguments. Oh, you pay Hayward. And since the Steelers did it, it's a great idea. Everything they do is right. No, it's not. But in these two cases, I try to take off the Steelers color glasses and think about the drawbacks. I can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
We got drafted tight end next year.
Exactly. That's where I'm at.
Right. At the expense of what? D-line?
Right.
Or corner?
Right.
Or quarterback?
We're going to sign a different
wide receiver? Right. And then you're going to have to pay that guy more,
right,
because the market is only going to advance between now and then. So take the guy who you know is a good locker room guy, who has been productive for you, who's had 7 touchdowns in a year, who has been top 6 in the NFL in receptions and yards for a tight end. Pay him. Probably less now than you would have to at the end of the year. Again, having a tough time finding the downside here.
Pay a guy, too, that you drafted. Oh, that's yours. That's like it actually panned out, enough to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
That means a little bit.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything to, I don't think, fans or anything or people watching, but it does mean stuff into the building. Like, all right, we grew this guy. He got better. He's good. And we want to keep him as one of our staples. We want to pay him money, like keep him around. I mean, that's what you did with Cam Hayward. That's different football. That's a long time ago. Whenever you drafted Cam Hayward, but you continued, and now he's probably going to finish his career out as a Steeler. Don't you want to at least a couple offensive guys fall under that?
And what if you got a rookie quarterback coming in here, or a young quarterback coming in here, or even just Justin Fields if he sticks around? Okay, you've now built up the offensive line with draft picks, and it doesn't look great right now, but I have a lot of hope that this offensive line can be a strength of this team. That's a good place to begin with a young quarterback, but then who's he going to throw the damn ball to?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he going to hand it to? It's not going to be Najee. So you're going to have, running back down on the list. So you got a guy in Justin Fields. Maybe he's your quarterback 2025. Do you want to put him in a position to succeed? He's got to throw the ball to somebody. Your two best options, keep him around.
Yep.
Pickens, Freiermuth. Just wanted to get that out there.